The way that we make effort is quite a profound phenomena. Learning about effort, the energy that's applied or evoked, can connect us to something very profound. Partly, it's important because how we make effort and from where we make effort, how effort arises, from where effort arises, is variable. And to begin understanding how it works for ourselves and the options we have, that allows us to shift from effort which is not helpful to an effort that is helpful. And sometimes kind of the location for effort is the same as the source of it, or where it comes from or is directed from, is closely connected to the location the feeling or sense of self exists. Maybe sometimes the feeling sense of self is amorphous and unlocatable, but often it does involve some physical sensations. Just as sometimes the manner, mode by which effort is happening involves some physical sensations, where self and effort come together and meet sometimes, is the doer who is doing. And this can be quite subtle. We don't often think about this way, but to begin at some point to feel into what doing feels like, what the doer feels like, where it is, and to shift the locus of effort or energy or awareness to a place that's more peaceful than the place where the doer resides, or where the tension or pressure of the doing comes from. Sometimes the doing of practice, the idea of effort, can have a feeling of tension or pressure or tightness. And the alternative is not to do more, but something that has a feather touch. Something like a little light dandelion seed that gently floats in the sky, so light, so soft. So how to see the difference and find a helpful effort, energy. So we begin this sitting, first by establishing awareness here in this spot at this time, with the help of feeling the weight of your body against your chair, your cushion, your mat. And the feeling of contact, maybe pressure, can exist there no matter how strong or light that pressure or contact feels. Can be known, can be sensed, maybe without much sense of self, in the contact point itself. The arising of pressure and contact, that those sensations themselves don't involve the application of effort from the control tower. The sensations are just there, available to know and to feel. And how we know it and how we feel it might be with some pressure or some sense of a doer, but maybe this, you can get a sense of how the sensations are just there, independent of the doing and the doer. And maybe the two can coexist. Continuing to establish yourself here and now. Establishing a general attention, presence of awareness in your body. Maybe a global awareness of your body. Maybe allowing the body sensations to reveal themselves whatever way they do, they appear. Perhaps there's a sense of being a doer, searching for sensations, a doer of awareness that's kind of searching or looking or taking in the sensations. But perhaps the sensations themselves, the way that they first appear and are just in the body, they exist there somewhat distinct from the searcher, from the one who does awareness of the body. Maybe you can feel the contrast of sensations that maybe have very little self in them, just appearing and being there. And maybe the doer of practice that has maybe a sense of self or contraction of self or pressure, maybe very light and soft, but still has a locus. And as you exhale, to relax the body. Relaxing the muscles of the face. Relaxing the shoulders. The belly. And maybe the sensations of tension and relaxing can be known as distinct from the agent directing relaxing, searching for where to relax, sending the command to relax. It's okay to be this way, but the one who relaxes, the place relaxing is, the effort to relax begins. Is there a locus, a location for that? And is that location different than where the relaxing occurs? And then to let go of relaxing. And then there's the presence, the existence of sensations of breathing. The body's experience of breathing. And to be mindful and attentive of breathing. The sensations and movements of breathing exist, are there, occur, regardless if you're mindful of them or not. Is there some kind of doer of mindfulness? A location where the simple effort to be mindful comes from, is directed or a location where the mind wanders off in thought. You direct it to come back and be with the breathing again. And this location where doing is directed, doing mindfulness or relaxing or maybe even doing thinking when thinking happens. What does that feel like? The thinking mind, the doing mind. The place that feels and the place that knows or receives, processes, experiences. Is there a place where self is felt? Is there a location? It could be anywhere, but often it's somewhere in the head, maybe around the forehead and temples, the eyes or just behind the eyes. Maybe in the back of the head. In the center of the head. Just outside the head. Or in the chest, the throat. And whatever feels strongest for you, rest your attention in the place where thinking is centered, or doing, the doer is centered, or the sense of self exists for you. And if there is such a location, then feel and the sensations that are there. Sensations might be clear, they might be vague, strong or weak. A place of pressure, pushing or tension, tightening. Buzzing. A kind of pulling in to a kind of tightening. And what's it like to know and to feel from that place, to be mindful and practice awareness? Is there some slight pressure or tension, straining? Agitation? In the effort to be aware and to be present. And if there is, can that relax, soften, a lightening up, awareness with a light touch. And might you find deep down inside of you a place from which you can be aware or open to awareness, allow yourself to sense and feel and know, where there is no contraction or pressure, where there is no gathering of self, maybe in your core, or much lower down, or more intimate than the location of self, of the doer. Of the thinker. A place deep within where there's a calm, quiet, where the energy or the gentle effort to be aware seems to arise from the simple vitality of being alive. Where it's more of a allowing the vitality of awareness, sensing and feeling, knowing, from some deeper place of simple knowing, light as a touch, maybe you're also aware of the tension, pressure of self, of a different place that wants to make effort, try. And maybe the two can coexist. Nothing is a problem. But you can begin to be attuned to the kind of effort of being present, being here, which is simple. A light touch. Where there is no pressure, no grasping, which sometimes can simply, lightly know the places where there is grasping and pressure, the places that is still the locus of self, the sense of self, knowing it with no problem, knowing it from profound attention, recognizing a beneficial effort to be aware. soften the effort. That may be allowing the effort to arise from within. The light touch, where effort and awareness are almost the same, arising from within and less directed from above. Shifting from an effort that feels like it has tension in it or strain to one that doesn't. An effort not concerned with outcome, only concerned with the quality of effort itself, so that it has no strain or tension in it, a simple effort that is not an attempt to do anything more than opening to an awareness born from within, not directed from the self, from the control tower, from the place where effort originates in tension or pressure. And if there is any place of tension and pressure, or suffering of any kind, tension, stress, that's okay. Instead of the effort to practice arising within the tension itself, to address the tension, deal with the tension, from a quiet place within, allowing the effort to allow awareness, a quiet awareness, with a feather's touch, to know and feel tension, stress, pressure, if there is a sense of self, no problem. Let it be known from that place within where there is no self, no tension, no grasping, known with a light touch of mindfulness. Maybe we can consider the awakening factor of effort, of energy, as the awakening of effort without grasping. The awakening of vitality and energy without any stress, pressure. And perhaps you could get some hint or little taste, maybe even. That the path of practice, maybe the whole path of practice, can be discovered in being attentive or careful with how effort is made. Instead of focusing on the effort to accomplish something, to do something, we can still do that. But maybe the point is not to accomplish something. The point is to discover how to be with, how the how of effort. So that the how is nurturing, it feels good to do, or feels refreshing or light. It's not tiring, it's not like straining, it's not pushing. And of course there might be pushing and straining, there might be pressure, there might be one big coagulation of self that's screaming. And that's okay. That can be known simply and lightly, maybe known from some place within that arises from in, that it's not self. Where effort arises, awareness arises, where nothing is a problem, because if effort arises together with the sense that there's a problem, chances are that right there's tension, stress. There's a coagulation of self. And the awareness, the effort to be aware, the opening to awareness, the opening to a vitality that's deeper than what we do, in and of itself, you can feel it doesn't have a problem with anything, even if you have a problem. So navigating or discovering the awakening factor of effort is a very profound thing. It's not the means to accomplish something. It can be the wellspring of awakened effort. So thank you, and maybe part of what we did this morning doesn't make sense to you, and maybe it only makes sense in context. Maybe half an hour from now you look back, what was that? But maybe at the minimum it encourages you to look at the quality of your effort, and any dukkha, tension, stress in how you're making effort. Just seeing that is very significant. And take good care of yourself. Take good care of more than just yourself, maybe more importantly than yourself. Take good care of your practice. Stay close. Stay close where there's a chance to sense and feel. Where you can open and allow for awareness of the present to arise and be, rather than the kind of almost maybe mindless effort sometimes where this old-fashioned self kicks in and you're going off to get tea and you have important things to do. And just in that simple act of walking to get tea, the self has returned and the door is closed to just being present for what the awareness that wants to arise or just be. That doesn't require much effort except the effort to allow it to be here. So may you enjoy this day. Thank you.